No engine in that guy, he muttered to himself unconsciously. Too gentle. Too nice. Again he thought of Forrest, and of how to best explain to Kent what had happened, and what it had meant, what she had meant. If he could just show him how much she had... Damn it! He gasped suddenly. He was crying again. What the devil was going on here? Come to think of it, what had been going on? Because it had been happening for a while now. Ever since... When? Michalk, of course. Ever since Michalk. He had screamed when he had seen what they did to Michalk. Twice he had screamed. Twice. Not in fear or pain, either, but in surprise, and, face it, the anguish of loss. He had liked Michalk, even in the short time he knew him. But how? And what had that bit in the ship been about, anyway? Refusing to fight as if he had a choice, as if he had somewhere else to go and something else to do, as if he were a real live person again. Since being at the bunker, too, he had acted strangely. He had laughed with Dominguez. He had cried with the memory of Forrest. How? How was he able? He shook his head. He lit another cigarette. He had thought all such feelings long gone, long beyond his reach. But here he'd been feeling like mad. Laughter and tears and more. He had to admit it, there was more. The memory was returning. Of her. Lately he had caught himself, well, not exactly thinking about her directly. Nothing so deliberate, nothing so daring. But he had seen her a couple of times. She had appeared, without conscious effort, full-blown, clear before his aching brain. All at once she had been there. Maybe. Angel. Then the pain hit him. It clutched at his middle, doubling him over in agony. He pitched forward in his seat, dropping the mug clattering onto the floor. The searing anxiety shot bolting up and down his spine. The pain, the pain, as if no time had passed and nothing had happened. Desperately he forced his thoughts to blank. He must hold them there. Blank. Blank. Empty. Think of nothing. Don't let it out. In a few minutes of long, controlled breaths, he was safe. He could move. He stood up, ignoring the cup at his feet and the stares of the techs arranging the chairs. He headed back to the squad bay, back to another shower. Afterward, his face was pale and shaken in the mirror. It had been very close, too damn close. It made him angry.
Fool! He growled at himself. Idiot!
With a snort of disgust, he shook his head, shaking off the beads of water from the shower that were maybe tears as well. He stared angrily at his own reflection, stared hard. He must concentrate. Psyching. Psyching. After a while, he felt it start to happen. He felt himself dropping away, dropping back to nothing, to the nothing he had been and to the nothing he still needed to be. But he couldn't get all the way. He couldn't quite get back to where he wanted. He couldn't quite get back to the engine, Felix. But he would, he told himself with bitter certainty. He would. He'd better. This audiobook is continued on Disc 9.